Welcome back to the High Percentage Podcast. If you're disappointed to hear the sound of my voice, you're not the first and you won't be the last, but it may be because you're used to the computer lady intro. And yes, it is true, we had to kill her. I liked her, I thought she was funny. It's not that I ran out of things to say, she was technically a pain in the ass to set up every week. Just recording her voice and getting the audio levels mixed. And finally, one day I was like, why? I was like, no one cares. No one probably even thinks it's funny. It's just one of those things that I like to do. And just for efficiency's sake, I went and killed her off. If you need to unsubscribe, you know, no hard feelings. I've been changing up a couple things with the podcast, and I'm just trying to get things a little bit more sounding like they're ready for prime time. Especially because I just completed this course for Gold BJJ Online, and I figure, you know, there's more eyeballs on the website all the time if the analytics things are to be believed. So at some point, I gotta start sounding like I know what I'm talking about and having a professional presentation here. We'll get there. Today, we're gonna do the third podcast in our sort of self-defense series, and I think after today, maybe we'll do one more next week. And then we'll get back to what I consider the fun stuff, competitive Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. But I did want to dedicate some time to the self-defense side of thing because that's important and I think people find it interesting, and the last podcast got a lot of listens. Hey, before I start, I just want to say the audio was just a dumpster fire last week and I really apologize. I am using sort of an improvised mic because I broke my nice podcasting mic, so I'm using my lapel mic. And I don't know if any of y'all live in California, especially Northern California, but it's basically like a million degrees up here. So I was running the AC when I was recording last week. I didn't really think too much of it. And then, you know, it just sounded like trash. Today, I wanted to talk about an interesting area in self-defense, which I didn't really think too much of before. But of course, it's silly not to think of it, which is this idea of males and females and how they behave differently in fighting situations. A preface to this is that we have not distinguished between male and female matches when we do our competition studies, and we watch male and female matches. And I would be really interested to know if there is behavioral differences between the two. I suppose it's probably fairly safe to say that there's technical differences in that maybe women tend to favor certain techniques or positions over others, especially some of that might just have to do with weight, and they tend to be lighter weights, so they would favor, you know, lightweight kind of positions, open guards, you know, things like that. But when it comes to fighting, there are, I think, really important differences that are worth taking a brief couple minutes to talk about. Most of the data that I'm going to talk about here stems from an article that is up now on High Percentage. I wrote a couple months ago, and I can put a link in the show notes so that you guys and girls can check that out. But I'm going to break this into a couple areas, some that I talked about in the article and one that I didn't talk about in the article, but I sort of discovered later. The most important one to start with is the fact that the fights we observed with females tended to end indecisively or without any serious resolution or a clear quote-unquote winner, much more than fights between two males. So when we looked at fights between two males, 51% of them had what we considered a violent conclusion, such as a knockout, being incapacitated by strikes, or the fight was ended by a choke or a joint lock of some sort, basically by, you know, some sort of grappling or Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu techniques. So that's 51% of fights between two males. When we looked at fights between two females, only 8% of fights had that kind of violent outcome. In fact, 88% of female fights ended with the fight either being broken up or it sort of ended indecisively, meaning that the two participants had the ability to fight, but they just sort of lost the will because they were either tired or because they just made a choice to stop fighting. there's two ramifications to this data. One is that when females fight, they are by and large not knocking each other out, not nearly as much at the same rate that men are. But the other side of that is that just the what we observed when female fights was that they did a tremendous amount of damage to each other because they were unable to typically knock each other out. So if a female was downed on the ground and another one was able to get on top or stand over her, they would just continue to rain on strikes for several seconds. And, you know, the several seconds is a lifetime in a fight. So in a weird way, even though they had less violent outcomes, I would say they, on the whole, were taking more damage because of that. The second big takeaway that we saw in the data had to do with specific tactics that were used in a fight, specifically around clinching. So we came up with a definition for a clinch, which was, you know, a pretty reasonable definition. And when we watched fights amongst males, 55% of those fights involved a clinch. And we defined a clinch as, you know, basically you're locking your upper body together, you're locking your arms together for a period of, I don't know if it was 3 seconds or 2 seconds or 1 second, but we had sort of a time thing. And with men, that was 55% involved in a clinch. But with females, it was 79% of them engaged in clinching. And the reason for that is very simple, which is women have hair. And when two female participants sort of throw themselves at each other and they're winging punches, it was just very natural for one of them to get a fistful of hair, grab onto it, and then just get a tight grip on that hair and then use their other free hand to continue fighting. And it really, this sounds strange to say, but I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that this is a definitive tactic of two females fighting, particularly, you know, females without martial arts training that don't, you know more advanced strategies. It all comes down to hair grabbing, aka clinching. Third thing to point out is probably fairly obvious given that we know that there were less violent outcomes, which is on average, female fights last about 10 seconds longer. And 10 seconds in fight terms is very significant. We saw much more long, drawn-out fights, and even some of the really long fights that we saw that went over a minute, since the average fight time was, I think, about 45 seconds. So anything over a minute was considered quite long, and most of those were female fights. The last important observation that we had when we watched the female fights was that there is a more likelihood that third parties will get involved amongst female fights, meaning bystanders will become participants, and it could escalate into having multiple other bystanders get involved, and it becomes kind of a melee at that point. That wasn't exclusive to females. It happened with males a fair amount too, although on the whole, what we found is that when two people are fighting, bystanders tend to not get involved. I think they only got involved 26% of the time amongst all genders. But with females, it was notably higher. And this is really fascinating to me. Just to play amateur psychologist, I'm not a psychologist, I'm probably just talking out my ass, but there is something to be said for the social aspects of fighting, and that men seem to fight a little bit more ritualistically. We have more kind of set rules. Fighting is part of traditional male culture, and basically when two dudes are fighting, people kind of tend to watch, and it becomes more of a spectator event, and maybe it's not the same when females are fighting. The data seems to suggest that. So what are the big takeaways from this? How can we take this data and translate it into real, practical, usable advice? Well, when I look at all this and put it together, my first big takeaway is that jiu-jitsu is more optimal for females fighting than it is for males, because males can always fall back on sort of that raw strength and power. On average, males tend to have more muscle mass. We also have denser bones, tendons, ligaments. We can hit harder, basically. Now, of course, there's many, many exceptions to this. You think about Chris Cyborg, Ronda Rousey, you know, women that train their bodies to be incredibly powerful. But if you just want to play the odds, you are way better off devoting your time to grappling. When you look at average women in street fights, it's very unlikely that they're able to incapacitate, knock each other out. Fights tend to last longer. All of those things favor a grappling strategy. I think that even for men fighting, grappling strategy is optimal, but for females, it's even more so. Then again, the interesting sort of wrinkle that throws this theory on its head is that it is a little bit more likely that other people will get involved when two females fight. And if you're anticipating a melee or something with multiple attackers, then grappling is not a good strategy. So where does that leave us? Well, I would say that leaves us in a place where it would be helpful to have more data. I think that some specific data that I would like is I would like to get many, many more fights between two females so that we have as big of a sample size as we do with two men, because it's much harder to find video footage of two females fighting. You have to hunt a little bit more. And then also, I think it's important to distinguish two females fighting each other and a male and a female fighting each other. And that footage is even harder to get, but it's worth getting because that is the scenario that a lot of females are conscientious of or are preparing for when they get into martial arts. And the way two females fight, I don't have any data to support this, but just common sense tells me it's not going to be the same as a male fight, a man fighting a woman. And that's something that I look forward to getting the results on High Percentage. I don't necessarily look forward to watching those matches because for some reason, watching two females fight is a little bit harder for me. And I even asked some of the other researchers on the team and we all sort of agreed the fights are worse, you know, in a weird undefinable way that the data can never quite capture. The fights, there's just something about them. They're a little bit more brutal. They are a little bit harder to watch. We only have seen a couple matches in our research with men fighting women, but that's not something that any of us look forward to watching. But maybe one day we'll get that data, and hopefully it's useful if it's going to be worth the time that we have to spend watching those. That's all for this podcast. If you want to check out all the articles that we've published over on the website, you can go to highpercentagemartialarts.com. If you want to get in contact with us, I'm at highpercentagemartialarts@gmail.com. We also have a Facebook page where we update with all of our articles, our podcasts, and I even do a Facebook Live once a week where we watch tournaments and matches in real time and do some of the data recording so you can get a little insight into our process. I should mention that if you want to keep track with other projects that I'm involved in, I'm the managing editor of a great website called ujujitsu.com. I write articles on there and also I help corral the other writers. We try to put out quality content every week. And I've also written a book called The True Believers. It's available on Amazon. You can just Google The True Believers, Lewis Martin. It's kind of a biography of my early martial arts training in Monterey. Check that out. Thank you for listening to this, and we'll see you next week on the High Percentage Podcast.